Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Stuff that you learn from your dad, words of wisdom. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we're talking about these little wisdom pearls that in... For my dad, I didn't remember him telling me anything. It was just watching him live his life. Jeffrey is with us from Phoenix, and you got something your dad said?
So my dad taught me that as long as all the problems in my life are somebody else's fault, nothing will ever change.
Oh, wow.
So he taught me to take responsibility even when it felt like I was in the wrong or I was being wrong, to look at what I was doing wrong in the situation and see what I could change so that it didn't happen again.
Man, that's brilliant.
It is. A little bit of a gut punch.
Yeah, that hits home.
A necessary one.
Yep, well, and I've been able to pass that on to my boys, too. So helping them to take responsibility for their own actions.
Well, and then that reminds me that I don't remember who said the original quote was, it was like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insanity.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, yep. Yeah. Oh, that's strong.
It is.
That's good.
My grandpa never said anything like that, but he was always the bigger person in any situation. And I will tell you, that did not rub off on me. And that's something I need to work on,
so. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hey, here's something for you for the kids this summer. If you happen to have children, this is cool. Caitlin Rowe, she has started this unique teaching for her children. It's called How to Be a Person Summer Camp.
Where she
just teaches them practical life skills. For example, how to scramble an egg.
Oh, okay.
How to write a thank you note.
Very important.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, goodness.
How to trim your nails. How to politely order at a restaurant. How to wrap a gift. I don't know how to do that either. How to pack an overnight bag. And then I think this one cracks me up. How to apply sunscreen properly.
Oh, wow. Hey.
That's hilarious.
That's a good skill to have.
I love that. How to be a person summer camp.
That's really neat.
It is.
And you know the fact that she came up with this unique idea anyway means she's going to find unique ways to teach the kids.
Yeah.
And that's just going to create memories in and of itself. So that's fun.
So if you were to do how to be a person summer camp, what would we learn from you? What's something that should be on this list? How about a change lanes with your blinker on?
Seriously.
See, there you go. 888-888-9976. Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. And who is this?
Hi, this is Esther from Tonopah, Arizona. I have a comment in regards to how to be a person summer camp.
Yeah, so this mom has started How to Be a Person Summer Camp, where she teaches kids things like how to write a thank you note, how to trim your nails, how to be polite at a restaurant. But what do you got for us?
I think opening doors and saying thank you to others who open doors for you should be on that list.
Ooh, that's good.
Yes. That head nod, oh my goodness. Like when somebody just nods at you but doesn't verbally acknowledge you, hello, thank you. Oh, that drives me crazy.
Oh, you don't like the head nod.
Like the head nod.
You want something said.
Yeah, it feels cold and impersonal. You don't even have to say thank you. Just say hi.
Yeah, saying thank you means that you're acknowledging what they did was nice.
Yeah.
And that it's polite.
Exactly.
I'm teaching my little one how to open doors.
Aw, I love that. I think that's one of the most fun things you can experience is when you're going in and like some little kid runs ahead of you to open the door, so proud of themselves. I love that.
Yeah, especially when they make that cute smile.
Yes.
Yep. And you know what? I'm convicted because sometimes I'll walk through a doorway, not realize someone's behind me, and wham! You know. I'm so sorry. I know you've never done that, Misty.
Never. Never.
Father's Day this Sunday. What do you get, Dad? And so we're asking you, what's your, you know, what would you get like for Father's Day if you happen to be a dad? This is interesting. James in Kansas texted us this. Flowers is an underrated Father's Day gift. For many men, the first time they get flowers is at their funeral.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of morbid, but that's... I'm trying to think. I've never received flowers. Would I like that? I don't know. That's interesting.
That's probably pretty personality dependent.
True.
I mean, I think everybody would appreciate the thought. Like, I can tell you right now, if I got my husband flowers for any occasion, he would just look at me and be like, but why? Like, why did you do that? I don't understand what's happening right now.
The only thing of flowers is you spend a lot of money and then they die.
I'm not much about flowers myself for that reason, because the prices are just crazy, and then a couple days later they're gone.
But now I'm questioning myself. Would I like flowers? I think it'd be so different. I would be definitely surprised.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's also something, let's be honest, mom would enjoy too.
That's
Dad gets the flowers, and mom now has a really beautiful centerpiece for a few days.
All right, let me give you some advice. All right. Dad's always going to tell you that it doesn't matter what you get him, and he doesn't really need anything.
Yep.
Most dads, if they want something, go buy it. So just buy yourself something and give it to Dad.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, what's God doing in your life? We want to hear about it at 888-888-9976. Gloria is with us. Tell us what happened.
April 21st, I was in a fire, and I could not get out.
So was this a house fire?
It was a brush fire.
Oh.
I went to kick a stump with my right foot, and I slipped on my left into all the hot burning coals and embers.
Oh.
And everywhere I touched to push myself out was fire, and I just couldn't get up or out.
Mm.
So as I cried out to God, the next thing I know, I am running for my phone to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
And what's occurred to me, I spent 9 days in Vanderbilt burn unit, 6 skin grafts.
Oh.
And what's occurred to me the past couple weeks, I never got out of the fire. I didn't roll myself out. I didn't walk myself out. I couldn't get up. But God had to have gotten me out, because once I cried out to him, I was running for my phone. So no matter what kind of fire you get yourself into, God will help get you out of it if you just cry to him.
Amen. So you're saying you're laying there in this fire and there's no way you got up on your own. You're just saying next thing you know, you're running towards your phone.
Correct.
Wow.
So I'm just so thankful that God heard me or his angels. I don't know who picked me up.
Yep.
But here I am today.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing the word.
Well, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
And God's miracle.
Thank you. And thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are welcome. Well, what's your story? Maybe you've got something similar that happened to you. Your story can inspire others. Call us right now at 888-888-9976. We received this from a mom. Love to get your take on this. She said, I know Mary Poppins exists because I see them pulling tricks from their bags, tapping racetracks to the carpet, building mazes out of refrigerator boxes, going to the library, pool days, movie days. But in my home, the word summer is not synonymous with vacation. When school books close, my mom duties intensify.
Mm.
Have you noticed that? I mean, you don't have people watching your children, and oh boy.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So much you gotta do to take care of kids all summer, and you might just be gassed, just wiped out already. So she said, I'm starting to ask the question, instead of asking why your summer is over the top amazing, just ask, what is my goal? She said, I decided my goal is to recognize my strengths and weaknesses while providing for my children in unique ways God has enabled me. So don't let that burnout make you want to throw in the towel this summer. Say, all right, God, what do you want me to do?
Mm.
And by the way, you can't do it on your own. Go to him for his help.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you draw your strength from.
Exactly. But yes, it can be exhausting. My wife has thrown up her hands in the air and she's like, oh, I'm ready for school again.
Oh no. Summer just started.
I know. We're taking your tips for decluttering at 888-888-9976. You could text us at 58326. Good morning.
This is Darcy.
Hey, Darcy.
Calling from Michigan.
Yeah.
Hi. So I wanted to tell you, I do the same thing your wife does, the 15 minutes, but we call it the Family 15.
The Family 15!
That's fun.
And for those that don't know, explain what that is.
For 15 minutes, the whole family has to get up and clean.
Sounds like a fun game show.
It does.
Are you ready for the Family 15?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Family 15.
So does the Family 15 work well for your family?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, they may not like it, but they do it.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Another Family 15. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
Time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Faith is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I'm a single mom, and when COVID happened, I had been laid off, had to move where I was living, and hit my teenager the hardest. She wasn't able to see her friends. She wasn't able to participate in, you know, the activities that she did. Mm-hmm. And with the isolation and social media, it took a toll on her. And I noticed that she was losing a lot of weight really quickly, to the point that I knew she wasn't eating. That was in August. By November, she was under 100 pounds.
Mm.
We just reached out to as many people, asked for as many prayers. She was just in such a bad state. I wasn't sleeping because I was checking her pulse in the middle of the night. I knew the dangers of malnutrition, and it was scary. The only eating disorder facility, one that had any room, wouldn't take our insurance. And we got a call, and they said, we're going to take her on a scholarship. You don't have to pay anything. Can you drive tomorrow?
Wow.
So by grace of God, she's here. She hasn't had to go back to residential. It's a miracle. And so, you know, my testimony is basically for people that, you know, are in a situation like my daughter, who just have lost their faith and lost their way and just want to give up. The ones that do have the faith and do have the strength, you know, we're going to be there to carry them. And I really believe that God stepped in and made a way where there wasn't. And today I have my daughter, and I'm so grateful for that.
Amen. It's great news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Kankel Fritz and friends with you. And by the way, did you know that Family Life Radio is listener supported? Well, we got some exciting news. Some generous friends of the ministry have offered up a $100,000 match. So what that means is whatever you give will be doubled. Family Life Radio is giving you, I love this, even more people hope, because today your gift is doubled right now.
Yeah, you go to myflr.org. It's only happening for a limited time. Your gift automatically doubled. Thank you to Christine in Michigan for your gift that was doubled. Abigail in Mesa, Arizona, appreciate your gift. And Timothy in Surprise, Arizona, also gave a gift that was doubled. Wow, and Arizona showing up.
Christina in Michigan, she says, I'm giving to help spread the good news.
I love that.
I'm doing this. And by the way, when you give, you can tell us why you're giving. Again, go to myflr.org. And thank you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.